Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, well, we got one person doing good here. Come on. He's speaking for all y'all, maybe. Yeah. So I was down here praying before the service started, and this wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I looked over here at this sign, Hope, and I saw these trees sprouting up around, and it's almost like the Lord was showing me back at Thanksgiving when the when Squanta was showing the pilgrims how to plant corn, and they would place a fish underneath the corn seed. And it's like the Lord was showing me that He's placing hope under your life and my life so that you would sprout forth in a way that's just incredible. Yeah. And so, also I was praying this morning about how to open up, and I just felt very strong impression from the Lord that we should open up with the Pledge of Allegiance. And so I asked a couple people to help me with that. Go ahead and come on down. So Andrew and I believe Audia, wherever Audia is at. And I think what we want to do, what the Holy Spirit would like, is for us to bring the flag out here to the center, and we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I just feel very strong today that it's not like we're putting our nation ahead of God, but it's a big deal that we have a place that we can worship God freely. And this is a big part of that, of course. And so I know probably most of us have it memorized, but I just felt strong that the Lord would like us to also have the words and actually read them. So I'm encouraging you, future days, whatever, to actually have the words in front of you when you read it. Because sometimes you're going to see stuff in it that maybe you off memory, you just kind of go through it and you don't really catch something that the Holy Spirit wants you to have in there. And so I encourage you to do that. So we're going to read it ourselves off of here, believing that He's going to speak words or highlight words to us. And so why don't you go ahead and open that up. And we're going to try to share the mic here. So, and we've got someone holding the flag for us. Thank you for doing that. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Come on. Thank you, guys. Yeah. So just enter into worship, whatever that looks like for you. Feel free to step out of the box and swim in the deep end, and just let it out. Let it be free. Amen.
Amen. I couldn't help but I had to share something this morning, just really quick, just to position our hearts. I just wanted to read from Psalm 103 about our Father's love. It says, with my whole heart, this is the Passion Translation, with my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, O Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? You've kissed my heart with forgiveness. In spite of all I've done, you've healed me inside and out from every disease. You've rescued me from hell and saved my life. You've crowned me with love and mercy. You satisfy my every desire with good things. You've supercharged my life so that I can soar again like a flying eagle in the sky. This is good news, guys. I don't know if you know that, but this is good news. Let your face express the goodness that you're hearing right now. You're a God who makes things right. Do you get that? He makes wrong things right. He makes wrong things right. Giving justice to the defenseless. Lord, you're so kind and tenderhearted to those who don't deserve it. It's his kindness that leads us to repentance, guys. Not his wrath. It's his kindness that leads us to repentance. You're so patient with people who fail you. Aren't you glad that when you miss the mark, he still loves you with everything? So I just want you to position your heart in just thankfulness and adoration to him, because he really deserves it. Like, he's so kind. He doesn't walk away when you mess up. He doesn't leave you stranded when you do something wrong. He's right there. He's present, and he's just waiting, arms open wide, for you to run into his arms so he can swing you around, sit him on his lap, and just lavish you and restore everything that was once stolen from you. So this morning I just felt like he's restoring things that were stolen and taken from you, and that can look like relationships, jobs, hope, love, family. Yeah, he's just restoring things. He's making wrong things right. And I just want you to open your heart, open your eyes, and open your spirit to just go a little higher, to see from his perspective what he's doing. So God, we just glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus. We welcome you just to take us up a little higher. Help us to see what you're doing. Help us to see what you've done, and that you are still working things out. If it's not done, he's still working it out. It's okay. It's okay. But it's your kindness that leads us closer to your heart. Things are happening in life right now because he wants to bring you closer. He wants to see, will you go deeper? 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 It's your goodness, God. Your goodness. You're so good. You're so good.
That's it. Sing it out. You are good. just feel like I want to share a testimony with you. These songs we're singing about God's goodness had a real impact on me. And I'll never forget which song. I don't remember which song it was, but I'll never forget the moment we were singing about God's goodness. Saying, "You're so good, you're so good, you're so good." And I remember I had to stop singing because I was like, "God, I don't know if I believe what I'm saying." And I don't, you know that saying, Christians don't tell lies, they sing them? I felt like I was singing something that I didn't really believe. Because we were going through a really difficult time and it didn't look like God was good. It didn't feel like God was good. In that moment, I remember I had a choice. What am I going to believe? Who am I going to believe? Am I going to believe my circumstances? Am I going to believe my feelings? Or am I going to believe God is who He says He is? His word is true, that He is good. I remember in that moment, there was like something that shifted in me. It was like a cornerstone was placed in my heart, a foundation stone that everything else in my life was built upon from that moment forward. I said, God, no matter what I see, no matter what I feel, no matter what my experiences say, I choose to believe that You are good. And You're better than I can even imagine. Even when I don't see it, even when I can't feel it, I know that I know that I know that He's good. And all of a sudden you begin to see differently. I love what Pastor Bill says. He says, God is better than you think, which is why we need to, what? Change the way we think. When you change the way you think, it changes the way you see life. It changes the way you see God. So many people were walking around thinking that God's failed us. He's let us down. He's abandoned us. I've been there. Not too far ago, I was there. I began to question, are You really good? Are You really good? Because that's the core question that in your being, in your heart that you have to answer. Is He who He says He is? He's really, really good. And then the way you see things begins to shift and change. You see Him for who He really is. Good, good Father. So Father, I ask You this morning that You would shift what we believe, shift what we see, who we think You are. Give us wisdom. Give us revelation of Your goodness. When Moses prayed, "Show me Your glory," God said, "I'll let all of My goodness pass before You." God's goodness is His glory. It's who He is. In this next song, we're going to ask Him to come. Show us His glory. Show us His goodness.
Kingdom.
going to move into tithes and offering here. And the Lord had just a really good place in Scripture for me this morning for the offering. But while worshiping here, I just really feel like He just wants us to worship more. So this is going to be really short. So you can give online at akbridgeofhope.com. Please feel free to come up and put your tithes and offering in the basket. I encourage you to wear your mask if you'd like to. We've got blue boxes in the back on the wall if you'd like to put it in there. And yeah, and so let's just enter in. Stay in. Swim in the deep end. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Show us your goodness.
sorry, guys. We're going to do communion this morning. And what a sweet, precious time to be able to do that, to just connect with him. Ben is coming, so thank you so much, Ben. He's a man of so many trades. Like, he can literally do it all. I'm like, if you don't know him, he's probably one of the most, like, influential, impacting lives. He's just awesome. He's amazing.
You guys can be seated.
Yeah, you can be seated.
How many have heard of the term stolen valor? So it's a thing where somebody goes to Army Surplus or pawn shop or something and gets a uniform, and usually a dress uniform, and puts all sorts of accoutrements on it and little dangly things and shiny things and ropes and all sorts of cool stuff. And then they wander around and enjoy three cups of coffee, I guess, and appreciation from people who think that they've served, when in reality they've never been in the service. And you can honestly go to clothing sales and buy whatever ribbons you want for $1.29. Doesn't matter if it's the Thank You for Playing ribbon or if it's the Congressional Medal of Honor. They're all $1.29. And you can stick them on there however you want. But unless you've actually served, you recognize that there's books of rules on how you wear that goofy thing. And every one of those ribbons has an order of merit. And they're placed in order. And what usually gives these guys away is when they walk up to somebody real and they go, your Thank You for Playing ribbon is more important than your Purple Heart, huh? And that's because the Thank You for Playing ribbon's got really pretty colors in it and everybody likes it. But the Purple Heart's just purple and white. And that's it. So a couple weeks ago was Veterans Day. I was down in Sacramento flying, and gentleman came in that I was giving a check ride to wearing his Vietnam veteran's hat. And he kind of shuffles in. He's got little miniature medals stuck on his hat, the Purple Heart and a Bronze Star and an Air Medal. And I was like, oh, I got a couple of those. And he sits down, and of course, when a guy like that walks in, a guy like me gets up and shakes his hand and says, thank you for serving. And so we sit down and start talking, and after about 10 minutes, he's telling the story about how he got shot down in a helicopter in Vietnam, and his leg is all shattered from the knee down, and that's why he is shuffling, is because all the bones are all fused together, and he can't move his ankle. And he's running through the woods, dragging this bum leg, trying to, E&E, we call it, escape and evade from the guys trying to catch him. And he stops mid-sentence, he goes, hey, these guys told me that you were a military guy, too. And I'm like, yeah, but not like that. He goes, oh, no, how long were you in? I was like, oh, 29 years. Oh, that's way more than me. I was only in for 7. Yeah. He goes, well, did you serve in the desert? And he's like, nah, yeah, I did a couple years, paid vacation in, you know, the sand. Oh, well, I was only there for 9 months. Well, it doesn't matter. You've got the Purple Heart thing and you can't walk and somebody shot you and it didn't matter. See, we're sitting here in this room with a cup representing the blood of the King of Heaven, and we are dressed in his righteousness, not because of anything we've done. We've had an exchange of garments. He took my sin, put it on himself, turned it into a garment of ashes so that I could wear his righteousness. There's a verse in Philippians 3 that we quote quite a bit. We like it. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. And we stop there. But that's not the end of the verse. It's not even the end of the phrase. The phrase is, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed unto his death. We all know Romans 12 that says, be not conformed to this world. Well, conformed is not something that I do. It's something that's done to me. So if I'm going to not be conformed to this world, what do? Nothing. I just sit there. And the world will conform me. Well, if I'm going to be conformed unto his death, what do? I let him and the power of his resurrection change me. Because I can't do it in myself. So the question for me is, am I sitting here with stolen valor? Not because I'm not entitled to wear the robe, but because that's where I quit. That's where I stopped, at the letting him dress me up. I need to fellowship of his suffering. Fellowship's a cool word. We love fellowship. But not with the prepositional phrase of his sufferings after it. We want the pretty uniform that's going to get me accolades and a free cup of coffee, when in fact, he wants us to be pressed into the mold of the death of his son. That's an amazing thing. This isn't just a reminder of all the benefits. This is a reminder of the cost for him and for me. We need to not forget that, ever. Father, what an amazing plan that would take the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, and dress him in my filthy rags. That weight him down with my sin and then put him on a cross to bear the wrath of a holy, righteous God. And then, in exchange for that, give me his robes of righteousness, the garments of salvation, to stand in white as snow. Father, help us to recognize, to hunger for a standing with your son, to be recognized in the fellowship of his suffering and be conformed unto his death. Help us understand the meaning of sacrifice, the meaning of humility, the meaning of submission to your will. We want to be who you want us to be. We love you. We honor you. You alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, come after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, come after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't.